Welcome to the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with your host, Kim Jang. Kim is a certified life coach, business owner, and former master trainer for permanent makeup and lash extensions. She will empower you to look at the world and yourself to get you in a frame of mind to launch and scale your own beauty business. Now, here's your host, Kim Jang.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my retreat podcast. How are you all doing? I'm doing amazing. Today, I try to make plant-based tacos for the first time and I'm really proud of myself. I think this is going to be the family recipes. I made it with chickpeas, mushroom, onions, and taco mix from Trader Joe's. Little bit of avocados, salsa, and lemon. So good. I'm really excited for today's topic. It's about boundary of our emotional life. Last week, I talked about the manual issues. It's when we wish in somebody to do something for us and we hang our happiness on other people's actions. And you know how that goes. Boundaries are clear requests that we put out for the people in our life when they disturbing our peace and doing things that we're not comfortable with. For example, you might have a family member that just invite themselves into your house and stay for as long as they want. You have friend that ask to borrow money and never pay you back. You have people that you go out with and they expect you to pay for them again and again, taking advantage of your kindness and generosity. Or like my ex, he would text me things that I don't want to know whenever he wants. Or you have a boss that making you work after hour all the time. And all of this happened because we don't have a clear boundary for them. Let me give you a visual example of boundary. So you have a front yard and on the yard you have a fence. And that is your boundary. So when your neighbor have a party, the beer can will stay on their yard, not your yard, your space. For example, there's a kid in the neighborhood decided to have a lemonade stand sale inside your fence. You can either tell them to leave or you can call the police. This is an example of boundary violation. People enter your space. In this case, the fence is the set of value that you live by. So when people cross that fence, that means they violate your boundary and make it necessary for you to create a consequence. Consequence is a behavior that you will take. For example, if you smoke in my house, I will ask you to leave. This is what I will do if you smoke. So do you have a set of value that you live by? So my set of value is family, making a difference, integrity, well-being, beauty. So those are the top five. I encourage you to find what is your top five to live by too. I will put a link in the show notes, an exercise from Rene Brown to help you to find what is your values. Of course, it can be more than five. So if I have a boss that asking me to stay late at work all the time, I would say no because my value is family. I want to come home and have dinner with my family. That's important to me. Value is our internal GPS that will help us live authentically to who we truly are. We set boundary because we need to take full responsibility on how we want to feel because when we start blaming other people and resenting other people, not only we are powerless, but we create this unnecessary conflict with people in our life. We have to love ourselves enough. We have to honor ourselves enough to tell people in our life the truth and set proper boundary, not just for the sake of ourselves, but also for the other person. It's best when we can both be our best self in each other's presence. There are some unspoken boundaries, like if somebody hit you, you call the police. If your husband cheat on you, you get a divorce. Well, that's what I would do. Boundaries are the way that we take care and protect ourselves. Boundaries are not something that we create for other people. We only create that for ourselves. Boundaries are not something we create to control, manipulate, or eliminate other people out of our life. The proper boundaries are the ones that set from love. We simply tell them the truth from our perspective. Now, if they choose to use that to be hurt or upset, that is not on us. Our truth isn't about them. Explain to them that this isn't against you at all. This is for me and my family. As adults, they get to do whatever they want to do. And same goal for us. I'm telling you, boundary will save you from so much resentment and frustrations. Max and I are co-parenting. Eliminate him is not an option. And I have clients telling me that they want to create boundary to eliminate certain people in their life. But I really encourage you to not use the escape route if you don't have to. Because believe it or not, the most difficult people in our life is the people that we can learn a lot from. The boundary I have for my ex really help us to have a peaceful relationship for our children and for us. When people in your life understand your boundary, you will be in a space of so much more love, true and honest connection with them. Boundary is a wonderful tool that we need to use to create more intimacy, honest and true connection in our life. But at the same time, it's not easy to implement sometimes. To tell your mother-in-law that she must call before she come over, it can be awkward. But she will understand that she is important enough for you to have a difficult conversation with her about it. Are you willing to have enough courage to honor yourself, to tell the truth, to protect yourself from any boundary violations? If you're able to do this, it will increase the authenticity, the honesty, the intimacy in your life. I promise. I hope you learned something from this episode. I would love to hear what boundary you have set for yourself. And I'm happy to answer any question you have about boundary. Until next time, be well, my friend. I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mind Retreat Coaching Show with Kim Jang. To continue the conversation with Kim or start one of your own, follow her on Instagram at Mind Retreat Coaching.